Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Tommy Bongs. That's Danny Tokes, and this is The Stash. Danny will be joining me soon, I think. I don't know. Till then, I will mumble on. I hope everybody's having a great holiday weekend, because most people's, you know, weekend started today. I personally go to work tomorrow, but no biggie. I'm off the next day, so after I get off tomorrow night, I'm going to fill up on turkey and sleep all day the next day. I already got it planned out, turning my phone off and everything. But let's see here. I can't really do the headline without Danny Tokes, because it ain't no fun playing drugs or Florida, you know, if I know the answers. But let's see, I guess we can do the ads to find out what's going on here. Let's see, the ad this week is, want to get drunk with Chester Cheetah? Me either. But try his new beer battered Cheetos, only in Walmarts in the following states: Tennessee, Kentucky, Mississippi, and any other state with the chance of cousin knocking boots. Also a free 2-liter of Mountain Dew with every two bags you buy. So be on the lookout for that, guys. It's going to be an awesome song. Try and get a hold of Danny. I hit him with a yo. Oh, he calling in now. You didn't miss the ad, Danny. Dang it, Danny. But yeah, he's calling in. Danny. Hi, Danny.
Oh, what's up, my guy? What's up, buddy? What are you doing?
I had to do the ads early because, you know, I couldn't do drugs or Florida because I knew the answers.
I was only 1 minute late. My bad, man. I was trying to get the green tea.
No, you're good, bro. You're good. Nah, you're fine. I was just mumbling on. I had nothing to mumble on about because I told you I didn't have a subject for this episode.
No game plan for this shit.
No, I was freeballing on this one, so I just went ahead and did the ads.
Yeah,
so,
I
take it you're cooking.
Yeah. Getting everything ready for tomorrow, and gonna be going over to my dad's house at, with the whole family and doing that whole shindig, you know. That's gonna be fun.
That's what's up. So, how many are you cooking for?
And my phone's doing that thing again where it's like, you got to resume call.
Oh, shenanigan. Hello?
Hello? All right,
hello?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, cool beans. Yeah, my phone's doing that thing where I have to hit resume call all the damn time again, so my mistake. But
how many you got to cook for this year?
Five, six,
well, you got
seven,
a big family.
Eight. Oh, but it's not all of us, man. It's just my brother, his wife, his kid, my wife, my two kids, and my dad. So, not that big this year.
Mm.
Since mom passed, it's kind of shrunk down a little bit. You know what I mean?
I hate that. Is this the first Thanksgiving without her? Or?
No, actually, last one was, but the last one was only like a few days after losing her. Honestly, I don't remember it. I didn't deal with her. Oh, no, you're good. I didn't deal with it too well. I haven't.
I understand.
I think I went out and bought like a big old bottle of rum and started drinking it the day she died, and I don't remember when I sobered up. But it was
I don't blame you, brother. I don't blame you. If I'm in that situation, I feel like I would be doing the same thing.
Yeah, man, I haven't been doing so good over the whole thing. I mean, I've been, I don't know, man, it's kind of rough, but, you know, you got to deal with it. I didn't deal with it well. My business started failing, relations started failing, and I'm just now trying to get out of the fucking hump, you know. But
now you're a co-host of a freaking popular weed podcast. There you go.
Yeah, I'm moving on up.
You hear that, listeners? If everything starts going bad, jump on a weed podcast. I don't know. I was just trying to do... I was trying to do anything for a laugh.
Yeah,
things
like that.
Will start to... I'll do
yeah,
weird
things,
voices.
Things will start to pick up. But now we're all doing a lot better, man. And I know I'm doing better. Still hurts, but...
I feel you,
definitely,
man.
Definitely, like I say, making progress, man. And kind of just slowly but surely. But, yeah, this is going to be the first Thanksgiving where, you know, we're all... kind of in a
where
stable
all
state kind of mind last one.
That's what I was about to say, where it's all kind of kicked in, you know?
Yeah, yeah, everybody's kind of stabled out a little bit. But, yeah, this year we're cooking, and we're going to be taking all the food over to Dad's house, and we're going to be starting this shit. I forgot how much freaking work goes into Thanksgiving, man.
No, it's, yeah. See, I had to help cook for, like, I think they were thinking like 100 and something people, but it wasn't that many that actually showed up, but for the where I work at, and yeah.
Yeah, man.
It was hectic, but it was fun. It was hectic, though.
I got up this morning, and I was like, optimistic. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get the ham in the oven, and this is going to work out, and then I'm going to do this. I'm going to throw a load of laundry in there somewhere. And
so you're a ham guy on Thanksgiving. See, I like both.
No, we're
we
do both. Yeah.
So you guys are ham. So how do you guys? You just basic oven. You guys grill. How do you guys do yours? Because you from Arizona, bro.
Ham.
You're like me. Like we used to shove some beer cans up the birds' asses and throwing them on a grill. So.
Yeah. No, Dad's doing the turkey this year because he's got that big smoker. You know what I mean? He's doing.
Damn, that's gonna be good.
Yeah, and I was just doing the ham in the oven, just doing like a candied ham, you know what I mean? And rendering the juice from that to make the yams.
Yams?
Yeah, that's been...
You're so northern. Okay, trip on this today. Funny thing, I'm at work, right? And if there's leftover food, we put in bowls and put in the fridge, we have to label everything, you know, like date and label things, right? There was leftover sweet potato, mashed sweet potatoes. Somebody put yams down, right? My boss goes, boss is like, what northerner put yams on the sweet potatoes?
Yeah, well, yams are different from sweet potatoes.
Yes and no. They're sort of the same,
that
but yes, there is a little bit of a difference. Yeah, I mean, there is a difference. Yeah.
It's a different fucking plant. That's like saying potatoes and sweet potatoes are just fucking potatoes. No, they're not fucking different. I do sweet potato
No, but what
pies,
I mean is, out here, it's all one the same, more or less, is what I'm getting at. Like, the yams and the cans.
No.
Yeah,
no,
that's what I was getting at. Like, that's what they
eat. Yeah, I do mashed
sweet potato pie, bro.
Do,
sweet potato pie, but, and hush your mouth. That song. Everybody get the lyrics?
Yeah, I got the
lyrics. Song in the South. Am I the only one that listens to music or no? Okay.
No. You're definitely not the only one that's heard that song. Because I know
I'm just the only one that can't sing it good. That's what it is.
No, I'm. You're like 2 seconds away from me busting out in this full-on fucking song. You know what I mean? You don't want to do that.
Yeah, dude, your Southern accent came out then, and I don't even know if you're from the South.
Oh yeah, I know. I mean, I guess this would be considered like right on the line where I'm
you're
at
from
now.
The,
right next to
you're me. From the south of the foothills.
The south side of the fucking foothills.
A few people will get that.
Yeah, I'm from the south. The deep south.
The deep south. You gotta wear blue.
Yeah. He's like, why are we laughing? He's like, I don't know, but it's really funny. And this is a little Nicky reference, but... Adam Sandler's still great. I don't care anyone.
Oh, dude, Little Nicky is the best movie ever from Adam Sandler, I think. No, Big Daddy. Ooh, Big Daddy.
Yeah,
Little Nicky, then Big Daddy.
Those are right there. I'm not a fan of, the newer shit. Like Jack and Jill and all that crap, I was not a fan of. But I do like Adam Sandler's Eight Crazy Nights.
Yeah,
the cartoon
one, right?
Yeah. Technical foul. Technical foul.
I can do the voice of Lefty really good. yeah. But I think Little Nicky has to be probably – you know what, though, man? I don't know, Billy Madison.
I got to miss some mixed emotions. It's an okay movie. But once you watch it once, you're like, okay.
Oh, fuck no. I've watched that movie like 800 times.
It's – and then the same thing with Happy Gilmore, bro. Like, I'm just – like, when I was younger, all the fart jokes and shit, it's like, ha, ha, ha. But now I get older, I watch it, I'm like, I can't watch this movie. I get halfway through it, and I'm like, this shit sucks.
I don't know. I think it's nostalgia for me. I watch that, and I reminisce of, like, being a teenager.
What do you think of Grown Ups, then, the movies? Because that's supposed to be, like...
Not a fan at all.
Because that's supposed to be, like, all the, like, old-school SNL characters that were around then.
The first one was funny. The first one was pretty good. I could watch that one a couple times, you know, a year, not be a problem. But I don't like number two.
The other ones are just cash grabs.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Now, if you want to get into, like, Happy Madison Productions, more modern Happy Madison Productions that I like, Netflix has a whole one. It's like The Wrong Missy. Have you seen that one? It's what's the guy's name that was Chris Farley's co-star? David Spade. He plays some, like, bank exec who invites the wrong girl on a trip to Hawaii for, like, a business, you know, thing. Fucking hilarious. Another David Spade, which is also a Happy Madison production, is That's My Boy. Or no. Father of the Year, where his kid gets a job in some New York fucking firm, and he fucks it off, and he's just some, like, lowly little fucking drunk. Hilarious. That's My Boy. Of course, Donnie Berger. That's a great one. And, I mean, I'm not really big into the whole, like, Jennifer Aniston, him on that, like, movie Clue or whatever the fuck it was, where he's trying to find the murderer. But the one where he's trying to marry that young girl and he pretends like Jennifer Aniston was his wife, and then that was funny. But I'm not a big fan of
I know what you're talking about.
Me and my wife watch those all the time. But The Wrong Missy, man, if you have not seen The Wrong Missy,
you know what? 51st Dates is okay, too.
Oh, yeah,
it's not,
yeah,
like, funny, but it's like, that's a watchable movie. Like, I can at least watch that one.
Yeah, hey, and, I mean, you want to get into a movie that's really hard to, I mean, like, it was hard for me to watch, and it wasn't funny. It was Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler, where he plays
that
jeweler.
Was that any good? I've never seen it, but I heard it was a good movie.
It was good, man. It was good. It's fucked up, but
ooh,
it's good.
Longest
it's,
Yard.
It's,
the remake of The Longest Yard.
Oh,
I'll give him that movie. He did all right in it. But that's just because it has so many other good characters in it.
Oh, no. I mean, they did such an amazing job. Adam Sandler did such a good job as playing Crew. I can't remember his first name, but that had Burt Reynolds in it. I mean, bro, and if you remember, there was a scene when they were in the prison room and they were looking up that star system. There was an old timer in there, and he said, because they're looking at the same, Chris Rock's character had half a star, and the guy's like, superstar versus half a star. And that was, the old guy that played that, hold on one second, he's a famous writer, and he was in Reservoir Dogs. He wrote Reservoir Dogs.
Which one was
it? That couldn't hear it. Man. I'm having
like,
to
was
look
he
up.
One of the was he one
Edward
of the main
Bunker.
Stars in the movie?
Edward no, no, okay. He's the old timer that was helping him break into that room that had the computer in it. And Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, and this old guy were looking up the most violent criminals in the system, and they rated it on a star system. And that old guy that helped him break into the room, his name is Edward Bunker, the guy that plays the character, obviously. Edward Bunker is my favorite author. He wrote Reservoir Dogs. He wrote Little Boy Blue. I mean, he's got a string of books out. If you ever seen that 2000 movie with Edward Furlong, Danny Trejo, and I think it was William Dafoe, it was called Animal Factory. that was based off of.
I've seen it like years ago, dude.
Yeah,
it was one of those like
independent
film movies that came out like years ago, wasn't it?
I don't think it was. I think Hooper. Oh God, man. Let me see. I think it was producer. I mean, it was Steve Buscemi that actually directed that movie. It was distributed by Lionsgate. It wasn't that like under the radar. But if you've seen Reservoir Dogs,
why do I feel like your favorite? Right.
92 was Reservoir Dogs, and then there was in 2016 they came out with Dog Eat Dog. In like 85, it was like Runaway Train. But The Longest Yard, he actually played a role in that. And Edward Bunker, the dude was born in 33. He died in like 2005. So he died right after the filming of that movie. The dude wrote a bunch of screenplays. He wrote a bunch of books too. There's like Little Boy Blue, No Beast So Fierce, Dog Eat Dog, Animal Factory, Education of a Felon. I mean, the dude has a string of books, and they're all pretty much consistent with like felonious behaviors, right? But that's because he was actually in San Quentin when he wrote all of this stuff on a typewriter, spinning out a bid for robbery. The dude was a legit convict, legit criminal, amazing storyteller. And in 2005, when he passed away, I was like 15, 16 years old. I remember reading about it, and I'm not really sad when people die. Not really my thing, you know. It's not, I don't know you personally. I'm not really affected by you. I'm sorry, but you know, I remember actually getting kind of choked up when Edward Bunker died, man, because this dude had some of the most influential books in my upbringing, and he was amazing. But yeah, that was Adam Sandler worked with him, and right before he passed. But
I don't know why I feel
what do you think?
Like for some reason, I feel like your favorite movie would be like American History X or something. I don't know why.
No, I mean American History X was a good book. It was a good movie or whatever. Actually, if you get funny, there's a movie.
I remember when like it became real popular. Like everybody in school that saw it was like, "Oh yeah," like quoting shit from it and stuff, and nobody knew what the fuck they were talking about.
Yeah,
they were just pulling things out
of
it, and they didn't know.
Yeah, they didn't catch the message of it at all. My favorite
movie, obviously,
man.
Did, bro, because you not. I'm not saying you and the dude in the movie were the same, nothing like that. But I mean, like, he goes to prison, changes his life around, comes out, tries to change shit. Pretty much the same as you, man. You went to prison, come out, you change your life around, doing great. Except for, you know.
Yeah.
You know. I'm hoping that didn't happen to you and that, bro.
No, I didn't get.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just hoping the shower scene didn't happen to you in there.
No, definitely not. Definitely no butt fucking on my part. But in 2017, they came out with a movie in. I think it was directed by like Rick Roman Wall, and it was I'm going to have to look it up a little bit later on. But this guy, he's like a stockbroker from California, Pasadena. He gets arrested on a driving DUI that resulted in death. Kills his buddy. On his lawyer's advice, he takes a plea deal, and that gives him 16 months in prison. But during the 16 months, they housed him with some of the hard, you know, like they sent him to Chino. He was on a violent offender's yard. He got mixed up in the politics. He turned 16 months into 12 years. And he becomes a member of a criminal organization in there, which I shall not never name. They don't even really name it in the movie, but they're the top of the top of the white prison gangs. And he becomes a member. He gets released, gets mixed up in this shit. The movie has, I've seen him. I know it's got John Bernthal. It's got like Lake Bell, Jeffrey Donovan, Holt McCallany, Omri Hardwick. but I can't remember the guy's name for the main character. It was like he was from Game of Thrones. What was it? Nikolai William Coster. Well, dude, he's a Danish actor. But he's been in, like, Game of Thrones, Gods of Egypt, The Silencing, a few different movies. The movie is highly recommended by me, man. If you get a chance, you've got to sit down and watch it, because it's kind of – there's a few unrealistic aspects to it. Like, they're not going to take a dude that got charged with a DUI and throw him in a violent offender's yard. But the reality of how that movie takes place is you can take a stockbroker from Pasadena, put him in there for just a few months, and what will walk out of prison isn't the same that walked in. You know what I mean?
Right.
This movie really does show something that a lot of the movies fail to grasp when it comes to movies about prison.
Have you ever seen a show? It's an old show that used to call on HBO in the late 90s, early 2000s. It was called Oz.
Oz. I have not seen it.
It was about about prison. Like, it's a good show. You would love the show, but it's a good show. But a lot of the actors in it are the same ones you see, like, on Law & Order, dude. Like, a lot of the people from Law & Order is, like...
Yeah, Maloney guy.
Yeah, he's in it.
So J.K. Simmons guy that plays... J.K. Simmons, the guy that plays in Spider-Man, he plays Jameson. He was in that movie, and I remember reading about it. And Dean Winters, if you remember him, he was in that Allstate commercial. He's like, when mishaps happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He was on Law & Order, too, the first season of it.
Yeah, he was in
a... He was on Law & Order, Criminal Minds or whatever. The same one as the one, dude. Yeah, they were on the same one together.
Yeah.
He was on the first season, and then he left the show after that.
Yeah, and then you have Lee Targenson, who was in that show. Like I said, I haven't seen it. But Lee Targenson, he was in, like, Weird Science and Toucan and Generation Kills. He was in a bunch of different movies. One of my favorite movies he was in was in Silver Tongues and The Collection. So, yeah, I haven't seen Oz, but I've kind of tiptoed around it, danced around it, seen a few articles here and there, been wanting to really check it out. But as far as, like, representations of the American penal system, and specifically, like, California or federal levels, John Bernthal and this Nikolai Coster-Walden guy killed it. But that's my favorite movie. American History X was cool. I like the message. Super kind of twisted how it ended up. And what's fucking crazy is the directors didn't intend for it to end that way. They didn't intend for him to they actually intended for him to turn his life back to being a gangster, a gang member of this gang, after his brother was murdered. But they decided to leave that out. So that was probably cool, but
okay. Because the ending, if I remember right, the kid from Terminator gets shot in the bathroom, right?
Edward Furlong. Edward Furlong.
Yeah, him.
He gets killed by that other crip. He gets killed by that crip that he, had that conflict with in the beginning. And the kid comes to school, brings a gun, and shoots him in the bathroom. Right after he got done writing that paper. And Danny, who was the brother, was supposed to, I mean, the director intended for him to revert back to his old ways, but he didn't really get that far.
Yeah, because the last it really shows to him was, like, he changed everything, left that little rally or whatever it was, and shit like that.
Yeah, they were having little gang...
Oh, yeah. Let's try to get some laughs going on this episode. Let's play Drugs or Florida. I got three good ones for you. Let's see if you can guess right on these, all right? First one is man shoots a man over undercooked bacon. Drugs or Florida?
Oh, that sounds like some fucking, like, West Virginia, like, wild whites of West Virginia shit. I'm going to have to go with drugs.
You would be wrong. That is Florida.
Really? I mean, there's probably drugs involved.
I wouldn't doubt that, yes. When I say Florida, I'm pretty sure there's probably just some kind of drug involved in there, too. So you get half credit if you just say drugs. All right. Here's another good one. Gator fights a monkey at the zoo.
Oh, that's definitely some fucking Florida shit.
You would be correct.
Unless, wait. Unless you're throwing that in there as a fucking, as a weird little, as like a curveball because it says gator. But
I've already said
no,
you're correct.
Involved.
Oh, did you?
You're like, well, you can keep going, though.
Let me look a little further into it.
I'm going to say it's probably Florida.
Yeah,
the last one, dude.
Florida, but...
This one right here you're going to have to think about because this is going to be a toughie. Three people found have an orgy with dogs in a Burger King bathroom.
I don't want to think about that too much. There's so many questions, man. Was it like a fucking Burger King? Was it a Wiener Schnitzel?
It's a Burger King, is what it says. But the thing is, though, like, I got so many questions, but I don't know if I want them answered.
Hey, man, like, was the fucking people that worked there, were they fucking, oh, God, that would explain the sauce on our fucking burgers. It's just fucking, just a whole fucking shit mess. Drugs, for sure.
Okay, I'll give you this. It's drugs. Can you name the state for a bonus point? You know it's not Florida.
You know what? As my fucked up guess is, I'm leaning like towards some fucking like. God, I don't even say it.
I'll give you a hint. It's near a border, but not our border.
Yeah, it's a northern border.
No, I wouldn't say that really.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Texas?
Oh,
no,
good guess. Good guess, bro. First guess, you got that.
It gotta be. I don't know, man. Like,
yeah,
Texas is
Texas
fucking.
How did you get that?
Really? I don't know.
Was it the? It's near a border, but not our border.
Yeah.
I figured you'd be like Utah or something. Damn, Texas, right?
No,
off the
no.
bat got well, that.
Utah's not a border state, so I mean that kind of fucking.
Oh, fuck, you're right. Never mind.
I mean,
yeah, don't listen to me.
That happened in Texas?
Yeah.
God, I'm never
yeah.
eating Whataburger again.
Oh, shit. And while we're on that laugh, bro, hit us with the strain of the week.
All right, man. I was sticking with that terpenepiline, terpen for everything, but, with Thanksgiving around the way, I wanted to do a little something different. So what we're looking at is Thanksgiving is a big one. Everybody has that, you know, cousin you like to sneak off with or, you know, anything that is really good for communal. So when I was looking up, a bunch of different strains that's, like, good for giving you the munchies. And one that I'd actually never heard of actually came up multiple times. And it's Best Friend OG. Jinx Proof Genetics bred this by crossing Hell's OG and Purple Haze. They create a sativa dominant hybrid, but the effects are extreme hunger. Relaxed and being aroused even. So I figured
Well you're trying to tell me if
meet...
I smoke this I'm going to get hungry and a boner at the same time?
Probably. And the flavors are fucking wild, man. It has a pear flavor, a little bit of peach and some plum.
I always wanted to fucking eat turkey at the same time.
Right. Exactly my thoughts. But the thing is turkey makes you tired, so you got to kick in with the ham first. The only negative effect.
Well, fucking makes me tired too, bro.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it till we pass out.
Yeah, that's how I see it, man. Turkey and fucking makes me tired.
Smoke
throw some gravy on the turkey and the pussy, you'd be good to go.
Yeah. throw a little slappy action on there and fucking move that motherfucker right on up. But, the only downside that I was reading on here was that if people smoke too much, you can get dizzy. So, you know,
that's a downside.
That. I mean, you don't want to get dizzy and put your dick in the fucking cranberry sauce instead of the wrong fucking thing, you know?
Well, who knows if I'm aroused? Who cares at this point? If I want to dick down the cranberry sauce and the gravy, I will. If I want to finger the mashed taters, I'll do it too.
Oh,
good.
Wow.
Go let a sex addict smoke
this. Mashed
taters
and gravy just have a whole new fucking meaning, huh?
Yeah.
This strain helps a lot with people with inflammation and pain. If you're having swelling of the joints or swelling of your joint, always use Best Friend OG. It'll burn it right down. Flavors, it's often compared with pears, plums, and peaches. So it's got that weird, fruity flavor without going towards the citrusy aspect to it. A lot of reports that I've read, man, people were I felt aroused. They said it's better than Viagra.
Better than Viking, Viagra.
Viagra is the one I'm thinking about. They said that, they were expecting somewhat more of a heady indica ration. They said the dick went up, never went down. Different is what a lot of people report. And we said it was coming from a purple haze and Hell's OG. But, I've never actually had this, and I have been nonstop on the internet trying to find seeds for it now because that's, who doesn't want some fucking cheap Viagra?
I'm in,
right?
You had me at cheap turkey and Viagra through this.
The terpene profile, I wasn't able to really get a whole lot on it, man. But when you're looking at, these hybrids, there's all kinds of crazy shit. But Best Friend OG is one I've not yet trained, but I've tried, but I really do. And I think that might be really good for you guys at Thanksgiving smoke sesh with your cousin. But make sure you guys are, distant cousins. You know what I'm saying?
Just in case you both get a boner at the same time.
We're not related at all, preferably.
Oh, yeah. No, it's probably better.
Prefer. Yeah, that's probably better.
That's probably better.
That's going to be the strain of the week, man. Best Friend OGs. I have tried, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Oh, hell to the yeah. Well, all we got left, man, is the high five fan questions, and we can go get stoned to shit and eat turkey.
Yeah.
All right, ready for this? Christy Sucks Balls asks, how long? How long for what?
8.37 inches.
Oh, we're going dick sizes? Oh, shit, I'm fucked.
Whoa. Obviously, we're on a different topic.
11. How long? 12 years. Anyways, Baking June wants
to
know, Tommy.
That's a little above average.
Bacon June wants to know Tommy's favorite co-host. Mr. Danny over here, bro. What do you mean? He's my only co-host. Yeah, you're listening to him. Our intern, what happened to our intern? Didn't we have one there for a little bit? Did he just forget about us? Did he stop calling in? Or did we have to remind him?
It's been
4 weeks. I forgot about Johnny Buds. He's missing, guys.
Shit.
We're going to put him on the back of a milk carton, so if anybody finds him, let him know we're looking for him.
We don't have to use the big milk cartons. We can use the little ones. The picture's not very big either.
Yeah. Oh, he's not very big. You can put his whole body on a little milk carton.
Exactly.
Chicken Noodle Poop wants to know, favorite strain? I'm going to go with that Best Friend OG. It sounds freaking awesome.
Favorite strain now. We're gonna get back into this. My personal Gorilla Glue has got to be
Gorilla Glue. Yes, that's pretty good. Yeah, okay, I can get on that.
But here's the thing, man. Here's the fucking thing. Not just anybody's Gorilla Glue. My Gorilla.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
My Gorilla
Cat Glue. Cat Dog ask worst experience with a cop. Anytime I've been arrested.
Yeah. Sir, you just sit right here. You're not under arrest. We're just going to go run your name. Anytime that happens,
yep.
It's fucking bound to be bad.
Yep. Yep. I promise you're not going to go to jail.
With tasers?
Ooh, yeah.
Shot
with
rubber bullets?
Just tasers, bro?
Huh?
Just a taser?
No, they shot at me with a gun a few times, but we won't get into that.
No, that's a different story for a different show.
Yeah, that's a different show. Any interactions that I have with law enforcement tend to be bad ones, man. I don't know. I'm not saying all cops are bad. I'm just saying they're all bad towards me. So.
Exactly. At least in the line of work you used to be in, all cops are bad towards you.
No.
Now, cops are all good, guys.
No. Even fucking now. I can't do nothing.
They still hate you?
Still can't.
Damn,
they still
bro.
Fucking hate me. They don't even fucking know me. They run my name one fucking time, and then fucking after that, the attitude changes.
I got
the gun comes
over,
out.
I got pulled over like a month ago, right? Cop comes up to me. I still have an Arizona driver's license. I've been living here for 6 years. I've had the same driver's license I've had since I was fucking 16. Because when I got mine, it's good till 2054.
Yep.
Right? So, right? I get pulled over, and all he says to me is like, hey, man, Arizona driver's license? That's cool. He gives me a fist bump and leaves. And I'm sitting there like, dig it. Like, legit, bro.
That's fine. I'm just going to go on home. No, man. Anytime that I have interactions with law enforcement, I'll take this back. I'll take this back on one account. Only on one. Only on one fucking account can I take this fucking – that this statement does not apply. And I got pulled over a few months ago with a buddy of mine in the car. We were on the way to go pick up some weed. And obviously we hadn't picked it up yet, so I wasn't worried about it. Cop pulls me over, young cop. I don't know if I could say his name on here, but Oiler, if it's you, man, you solid motherfucker. But dude was just chill. Dude was absolutely hands down fucking cool. His sergeant gets fucking called to the scene of the incident. His sergeant was not so fucking cool. His sergeant brought dogs. His sergeant brought a fucking team. The whole time, this young officer's like, hey, man, not necessary. Dude's all right. You know what I mean? Not a problem. But his sergeant's like, no, we got to get this motherfucker. And he was cool. His sergeant, not so much. The drug dog that came with him's a bitch. And the person handling him's a fucking cunt. So, every other fucking interaction I've had with cops has been filled with
a partridge and a pear tree.
Yeah, exactly.
The first time I arrested, the real cops gave to me a one set of handcuffs.
Six taser guns, 9 cans of mace, 8 pumping fucking shots to the back of my face. Yeah, these motherfuckers beat my ass, bro. I'm good.
A billy club and a pair of handcuffs. Dude, we're going to remix that song. Yes,
9-year
Christmas is coming up. We're going to do Roasting the World Christmas Carols this year.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
the
last question is,
get it.
Yeah, right? The last question is, Turkey Bitch Ask, I love that one, did OJ do it? Did Orange Juice do it? Sure. Yeah, orange juice.
No, he did.
It always does it.
He did that.
Yeah, the orange juice always does it. Bro.
Oh, no. OJ,
why do we
want to
piss off
shit,
a killer? Why do we want to piss off a killer and he can come kill us?
Oh, I ain't pissing him off. I'm having him dabs. Homie, you got away with that shit? That's cool. Hey, man, whatever, you know. But, yeah, he did it.
Oh, yeah, this was like 30 years ago, right? Yeah, OJ fucking did it. We all know. Come on.
He fucking did it. He even said he did it.
He wrote a book.
Yeah.
He wrote a book called If I Did It, This Is How I Would Do It.
Well, hey, legitimately, the dude when he was doing that armed robbery in Vegas where he was getting his shit that was stolen from him back, He told the guy.
Yeah, he punched some guy. He punched a dude in the throat and said, "I did it, bitch," and ran off. Yeah.
He told them, he said, "If this is California, I'd have done cut your fucking heads off by now, and I wouldn't get no fucking time. Fuck you. You're lucky."
Okay, we need to get him on the show. Can we reach out to O.J. Simpson?
I mean, he's not got a whole lot going on for him, so I'm sure it wouldn't be too hard.
I feel like you have more connects towards him than I do right now.
You know what, man? Ironically, you say that.
I say we reach out to him. Let's get him on
that.
The show.
Hey, I got
we'll
a guy.
We'll get O.J. on the show.
I got a guy. I got a guy.
You got a guy that knows O.J.?
I got a guy that knows the, how do I put this, knows some of the people in the same circles that O.J. used to run around in, right?
Well, bro, all I can say is you hit this guy up and see if he can hit up the other guy and see if they can get a hold of O.J. Let's get him on the damn show.
I was actually asking
my
guy
people
about
call
Jim
his
Belushi.
People. Bro, let's get him on, too.
Yeah. That's who I was trying to actually get on here, man. I was really trying to get Jim Belushi on here because of his whole cannabis where he's growing and everything like that.
Let's get him on here, too, bro. That would be awesome.
He's like, I don't know too many people that might be linked in those circles. He's like, man, why couldn't you just ask me for O.J. or something? And I was like, wait, you know fucking O.J. Simpson? And he was like, I might. I was like, oh, shit, you know, put that in the back pocket for later. You might get him on here.
Bro, yeah, if you can bring his O.J., either way, it would be awesome.
Yeah, he might not be keen to ask too many, answer too many questions, though, you know what I mean?
You know, it would just be one question, bro, and it would be, bro, just admit you did it, right? Question mark.
We've got one question for you, O.J. You know what it is.
Did you do it? Yeah, okay, cool. Anyways, we got like 1 minute left. I just want to take this time to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe during the holidays and your travels and all that other nice things we need to say and all that other shit. Smoke it if you got
it. Be thankful for
your family.
Puff
if you want to. Be thankful for your family, yes. That is probably a good advice. Listen to him. Be thankful for your family. and remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting. And
happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.